Well, probably the biggest, dumbest thing. Dumbest might not be the right word, but coach at Alabama, Wimp Sanderson, and I, we kind of had a running feud, and of course some of the media liked that, but it got out of bounds a little on certainly my part, because it wasn't the fact that we didn't play, because I could have cared less. We didn't need them, and they didn't need us. But it was a distraction to the program to a certain degree. On the other hand, we had a great friendship with the basketball coach at Auburn, Sonny Smith, and of course we played him every year for many years.
You took UAB to the Sweet 16 after only having been a program for 3 years. It's an amazing accomplishment. What were some of the moments you remember of that year?
Well, going to the round of 16, I believe in the fourth season we had a program, was unusual. And I'll always remember those games leading up to it. And the Sun Belt Conference in those days was very, very good. And then the following year, we're a few minutes away from going to the Final Four, which would have been an unbelievable sports story. Now, how'd we do that? Hey, we had some great players here in the 80s.
What do you now see as the future for UAB and their athletics program?
I think Brian Mackin is doing a very good job. Now, when I retired at UAB almost 10 years ago, I never did feel real comfortable with the leadership of the athletic directors that came over the next few years, Herman and then Watson, and mainly. Now, Richard was, I was comfortable with him. He was the interim, but I think Brian Mackin is truly a good athletic director that's trying very hard, and he's a UAB guy. And as athletic director, when possible, I moved UAB people into jobs. But I see the history of getting better and better. I do worry about football, because Legion Field facility is not ideal. As a matter of fact, it's a negative. And if I hit the lottery, the first thing I'd want to do, if Carol Garrison and Brian had let me, is put $30 million of it, or $35 million, whatever it took, for about a 30,000-seat football stadium somewhere close to campus. Because you really don't have a complete and total athletic program if you don't have a football program. And we need to win more football games, and I think Neil Callaway's got a chance to do that. I think Mike Davis doing a good job with basketball. I think they're going to be fine. And the other sports programs, I mean, obviously our men and women's soccer programs have been very stable and good. Our golf programs are good. Our tennis programs are good. Our volleyball programs are good. Our baseball programs on the right. I think it's a good sports program, and it'll get better and better.
And you were diagnosed earlier this year with stomach cancer. How are you doing with that?
Well, I'm getting more arrogant, and no, my doctors tell me I'm doing good. I'm not doing nearly as well as Norm Riley did with his, where he's got it in remission, I believe, and cancer is not fun, and those chemo treatments are not fun, but I'm taking them, and they've got me off of it now. Saying a lot of prayers and a lot of people praying for me, and I'm doing what the doctors tell me, and I'm really doing what my wife tells me, and I still do a few things for the Grizzlies, which I enjoy. Thought I'd be there for 6 months maybe, and it's been over 9 years now, so I'm enjoying life,